we start, I met Krista Jiratek at the Business Expo and saw a list of blood drives and things that are coming up. And I think we kind of forget how important donating blood is until something major happens. But that's not the only reason you need blood. You need blood every single day. Krista, how you doing?
I'm doing good.
Central Illinois Blood Center, Central Illinois Community Blood Center. You're actually located in Springfield, but you're over here all the time.
We are over here all the time because we do supply all the blood to both hospitals here in Decatur as well as the surrounding areas.
Really?
Yeah. So
like all the blood?
All the blood.
Unless somebody goes in there and donates themselves?
Well, right. So that's why I need Decatur people to come out and donate.
Yeah.
Because then you're donating local. You're helping local patients. You're helping your neighbor, your grandma, your grandpa, whoever it is that needs that blood in the hospital. So in last year alone, both hospitals required 5,300 units of blood just here in Decatur.
5,300 units of blood was needed in Decatur. When you take out blood, how many units do you take out?
We take out one.
Just
unit.
One unit?
One unit.
So one donation.
One pint of blood, right.
Okay.
One donation. And sometimes people need multiple products. I knew of a gentleman. I actually know of a little girl that needed 140 units just herself.
Oh, my goodness.
So sometimes people need multiple. Sometimes people just need one.
And it's accident victims. But, I mean, am I missing something obvious in there where people need blood?
Cancer patients do.
Oh, okay.
Accident victims do. Surgery. Those are the top three reasons why people need blood.
Gotcha. I guess I didn't realize out comes the blood and in goes blood on a cancer patient.
Yeah. It does. Like leukemia and lymphoma, your blood levels go lower, so they have to transfuse blood and platelets to those patients. We're also looking for platelet donors to help out those cancer patients.
How many units in Springfield is it? Probably significantly higher.
I do not know. It is quite a bit because Memorial Hospital is a big trauma unit there, so they do take a lot of blood there. But I do know it's more than Decatur.
Gotcha.
But I mean, Decatur alone. That's still quite a bit of blood that we're needing.
So, I know this is going to sound weird, but when you give blood here, and you probably take it back to Springfield, right? Or does it go right to the hospitals?
You know what? Actually, what happens is it goes to our main lab, which is located in Davenport, Iowa.
Oh, okay.
And then it goes through, 17 different tests to make sure that it's all safe and good for the patients. And then it's sent back here to local hospitals to help out patients here.
So you can kind of feel localized if you give blood at a Decatur event, it's going to stay in Decatur? It's going to eventually end up in Decatur?
Correct. When you donate with Central Illinois, you're going to be donating local and helping those local patients. And each time you donate, that donation can help out potentially three patients because your blood gets split up into three different components.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha. Tell me about, I'm not smart. There's,
me neither.
There's given blood. There's given plasma. That's a totally different thing, though, right?
You can actually donate plasma with us as well. The difference between us and a plasma center is our donations go directly to a patient. So the FDA monitors us, so we cannot charge somebody or pay somebody to do that. Whereas with a plasma center, when you're doing that, it still helps out people, but it goes directly towards medications. So the pharmaceutical companies are paying to get that plasma to make the medications.
That's why they can pay you for plasma at some places.
Correct.
Gotcha. If you just want to donate it, though, you're taking it all.
Well, like I said, you can donate plasma. You can donate your red blood cells.
Yeah.
But then you can also do platelets, which is a special donation. You have to go through a different process.
But,
all of that will help out patients.
I gave platelets to my brother where they took it out of my left hand and then filtered the blood minus the platelets back in my right hand, I think.
Yeah, so what they do is they put anticoagulants back into your body. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of like you're getting fluids back in your body. And they're just taking those platelets out.
Okay, so they're just hooking me up. They're saying, squeeze the ball.
Yeah.
And after about a minute, I don't even know I had a ball in my hand. But they took those right away and used them directly on my brother.
Really?
He
had meningitis.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep, and so that was in St. Louis at, 18 years ago. It was a long time ago. And, It was life-saving sort of thing, and these things, I mean, that's not, I'm not any sort of hero or anything like that, but I had a direct cause, to do it, and did it, and it worked, and it helped him live.
It's expected for family, but
it's
heroic to do it for people you don't know.
That's right, and there's opportunities to help save people's lives, and without blood, it's factual. You just can't live without blood.
No, you can't. A lot of kids think that you can make blood. But you can't. The only way to get it is for somebody actually taking that time and donating. And it's not like you're giving your money or anything like that. So for some people, it's an easy way to give back to your community is just by donating a pint of blood.
And I haven't done this since high school, but still the same old thing. You come in, They
yep. So you come in,
needle in,
go through a registration and screening process. They check your blood pressure, your temperature, and your iron level.
Okay.
Which for a lot of people, they do it because they want to get their blood pressure checked.
Oh, okay.
As well. Yeah. And then after that, then you go sit in the donor chair, and then they take your blood. And donating the blood part only takes like 5 to 10 minutes. The whole registration process or the whole process takes about 45 minutes.
Gotcha. We did it in high school just so we get out of class.
That is very common.
And then, of course, you feel a little dizzy and you need an extra cookie.
The free cookie.
So it turns into an hour, hour and a half. Just depends on the class that you had coming up. But it's a very simple process. Right? I mean,
it is a simple process.
You feel fine. If you hate needles, that's a fear you got to get over, I guess. You know, even a lot of people don't like needles, but they can look away and they can survive it. It's very simple, right?
It is. I tell people, and kids especially, most kids will go, I don't like needles. And I look at them, well, I don't really think anybody does, but you're helping somebody. And the hardest part about donating to me is when they check your finger, they poke your finger to check the iron. I think that hurts more than the actual...
than the needle?
Yeah, when they're taking out the blood.
Yeah.
But it is a very simple process. The biggest thing is before you come, you want to make sure you have plenty of fluids, have something to eat, because then you won't feel sick afterwards.
Now, are they competing? I mean, I know the Red Cross does blood drives as well. And are there, as stupid as this sounds, is there a battleground for blood? Or is it, I mean, do you encourage people, hey, give blood whenever you see a blood drive? You know what I'm saying?
Well, definitely if you have access to a blood drive, definitely go, because it's going to help out people. Mm-hmm. Now, the difference with us here in Decatur, and Red Cross does have a brick and mortar building because they did supply the blood to the hospitals here.
Mm-hmm.
The difference is that their blood doesn't stay local, so it goes up to Chicago.
To their national pool.
It does. So, I mean, to people that want to support local, when you donate,
that's
with
your
us,
difference.
It is the big difference.
If you just can say, okay, I'm good, I'm going to give today, find somewhere to give, you're going to help somebody somewhere.
You're going to help somebody somewhere no matter where you donate. But, you know, supporting our local hospitals, it actually helps out the bottom line, because if we don't have enough blood to supply to our hospitals,
have to buy it.
Then we have to purchase it, which then affects the patients, which when you have a family member go in there, you don't want to know that you're having to pay more just because somebody didn't come out and help.
Yeah. And you're already paying enough.
Well, unfortunately, yes. Already,
Is there an expiration date on blood?
There is. So when you don't, you can donate every 56 days, but your blood is only good for 42 days.
Now,
platelets are good for 7 days. So that's why we continuously need people to donate, because there's that gap in there. So we need people to come out. And for our organization, we need about 300 units a day. Just Central Illinois Community Blood Center. And so that's a lot of people coming out every single day to be able to donate.
Platelets, meningitis obviously, but who needs platelets?
Cancer patients.
Cancer patients.
Yeah.
Okay.
Cancer patients. It typically goes directly to
cancer. Is that a longer process? Do you feel different afterwards? I mean, can you go back to work?
You know, it's funny because a friend of mine, he does platelets, and he feels better after he does platelets.
Really?
It does take a little bit longer. I tell people, give yourself about 2 hours
to
do platelets, and you have to get tested prior. So you want to come in and do whole blood and say, hey, I'm interested. I might be a possible candidate for platelets. And then they would pull a special tube and see if you
can. And then plasma, is that much different?
You know what? I'm going to be honest with you. I do not
know
much about
it.
But lot of, I know there's some high schools that actually have kids that do plasma.
Okay. Gotcha. You've got drives all the time, right?
We do. The two that we have coming up, one is this Saturday at the Macon County Farm Bureau from 8 to 10:30. And then the next one is at St. Mary's next Wednesday from 11 to 2.
Okay. You don't need to sign up ahead of time.
It does help us if you sign up. Bloodcenterimpact.org. And just register yourself there, and you can look up all the local drives there and get yourself signed up for an appointment.
Bloodcenterimpact.org is the website. So,
correct.
I think the ultimate, you help somebody, you just feel good when you're done, probably, right? I mean, you don't have, even if you don't know the person.
You do.
Yeah.
Yes, definitely.
If you're going to go, there is a login. There is stuff you can do. It looks like there's a donor login and stuff. So you can kind of pre-reserve that you're going to be coming to a drive.
You can. Yes, you can. Or you can, of course, 241-7550 is our phone number. You can also call us, and then we'll get you registered that way as well.
But if it does turn out, I had some extra time, you're free to stop by.
You can always walk in, you know, as long as we don't have a massive schedule that day.
Yeah.
We can easily take you, because we are, like I said, we're always looking for donations. And this time of year, when it gets warm out, people don't think about it. But actually, hospital demand goes up because there's more accidents.
There's more just stuff to do and...
Right. Yeah. So unfortunately, we don't have as many people come out, but we need more blood this time of year.
There's more people out of the house doing stuff, which does mean more accidents, motorcycle accidents, and probably boat accidents, or what you know, water related, whatever it might be.
Yep.
So there you go, bloodcenterimpact.org. We got a chance to meet. How important is it to know your blood type? I mean,
you know,
we all talked about it, and I was like, I'm gonna go get tested, and we had all these conversations at the business expo. And I was like,
it is fun to know what your blood type is. It's not important, like if you're in a trauma situation, because when you're in that trauma situation, the hospital is going to check what blood type you are because they want to make sure they're giving you that right unit of blood.
And if you need blood right this second, they're just going to give you O positive.
O negative.
Or O negative. That's the one. Yep. That's the universal one.
Yeah,
okay.
They're going to give you O negative, but then they're going to type you later because if we just get everybody O negative,
you'll run out of O negative.
Yep. Yep.
I don't know if I'm in the minority or the majority of expecting this, but I thought, you know, okay, well, I'm guessing you need AB the most because it's the least, you know, it's the least popular from looking at the, but no, you need the one that's the most popular because they give it out the most.
Right. The O's are the ones that we need the most. That's the ones that we seem to run out of the most are O negative and O positive. But then there will sometimes have B's that show up. You know, it just depends on who's coming out and donating.
And it's only good for 42 days, you said.
Correct.
Yeah.
What blood type were you?
I was A positive.
A, so the second most common.
Yep. No, and the people I was over there with, they were O positive, so I was the only different one.
Oh, yeah. You were?
Yeah.
You're the weirdo in the group, huh?
I was out of the three of us that got tested, or the four of us that got tested, everybody else was O positive. And I was like, oh, I'm different. And then you go, it's just the second most common. Like, all right.
It is.
See, I thought mine was rare, but you make me feel
well,
like...
Well, I think O negative is kind of rare, right?
Mine is universal donor, needs a specific to give me blood back.
So you're a universal donor, you're O negative?
I guess so.
So it's only 9% of the population.
Okay.
So it's not very common, but now that I know, I'm gonna come hound you. And
I get that.
Donate.
I get that part of it. Yeah.
Although out of the four of us that got tested, three of us were wrong about what we are. But you have had a lot of blood stuff done,
I've
so you know
to help
for sure.
Out with some surgeries and stuff on people.
Gotcha. And you know, we had asked you. Some people do change blood types, but usually it's because you had a transfusion.
It's only because if you've had a bone marrow transplant.
A bone marrow transplant,
what I know of. Yeah, a bone marrow transplant.
Gotcha.
Is when your blood...
You probably won't change. We just all thought we were something that we weren't.
No. Yeah, your blood type isn't going to change. I'll have 80-year-olds come up and they'll go, I need to know. I know what it is, but I want to make sure it's the same. I'm like, huh, it's going to be the same.
Fair enough. Well, there you go. Krista, thanks for coming in. I think, you know, when a need starts to rise, don't be afraid to give us a holler.
Awesome. I appreciate it. Thanks so much.
Hopefully some people turn out. Again, Saturday at Maine County Farm Bureau, would you say 8 to 10:30?
8 to 10:30, and then next Wednesday at St. Mary's Hospital.
What time is that?
From 11 to 2. So over your lunch hour, if you can hop over there, that'd be fantastic.
Gotcha. When you go to, when you see them on the list there for high schools, that's for high school students, but the regular public can come into the high school?
It depends on the high school.
Okay.
Some high schools do. So just, if you see a high school list on there, call that high school and ask, hey, can I come and donate a blood drive?
Gotcha. Great. Get out and do something. You probably feel pretty good walking out the door. And it only took maybe an hour of your time.
Exactly.